Sanhedrin, Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah is chayv b'shtei mises bezdin, nidon b'chamuro. Somebody was chayv two mises bezdin. Chmon al-tzon, he was mechal Shabbos, and he killed somebody. So he gets the Yosef Chomer. Why shouldn't he be chayv the Yosef Chomer? Because this din is pashut. Look at the Mephashim. They speak out from the Gemara that there's a Tesefes Chiddush over here. What's the Chiddush? Is that the case is that let's say he killed somebody first, he was brought to Bez, and they passed him, was already Nigmar Dinoi. Have Amino that he's already an Odom Horug, can't become Chayiv a second Psak, a person who's already a Ben Movis. He's already a Geshocht and a Mensch. So Mela, since he was already Mechuyiv on the Ritzicha, now he turned around, and before they killed him, Shabbos came in, he was Mechal Shabbos, just to add one Averi to the other. So he can't be nidoin for the Chil Shabbos. Kamashma, no. He did the Averi with Edom and Asro, put him through a second trial, and then he's chayv on the Yosef Chomer. Over Averi Shem is chayv shtei misois. Here we have a case not where he did two of Maisa Averi, he did one Maisa Averi, but there's two Anshim. The case is ganz pashut. He was bo al chamoisoi, let's say, who happens to be also an Eishes Ish. Most Shvigas are also married. So Memela, there's two Averis there. There's one Avera of a Chamoise, which is Ish Obita, which is Besreifa, and there's the regulations Ish, which is Bechenek. So L'chor, Nidim B'chamur. L'chor, this is also Pashut. The Chiddush over here is only Klape, what we call Enis Chalalisa. L'chor, the woman was married already, she was an Eishes Ish, before she became a Shvig of Haraya. L'chor, the mother was married before she produced the daughter that became his wife. So the Isha Obita, Isser, only came after the Issa Eishes Ish. There would be a mockum to say that Ein Ha Isser Hasheni Chal Al Isser HaRishon. And look at what the response is. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Nidon B'Zika Rishon Shebo'alov. He's Nidon only for the first one. Rabbi Yosi is saying mamish this point. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. And Memela, an Eishes Ish can have added, if that Eishes Ish became his sister-in-law, his mother-in-law, v'chulei, can't have a second Issa added. Now the Gemara explains that the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Yosi holds an Issa Chalissa, and Tanakam also holds an Issa Chalissa, but not where the second Issa is more Chomer. Issa Chomer could be Chal on Issa Kal. The sugya of an Issa Chalissa occurs in different places in Shas, and where it comes up, there's always exceptions to where a second Issa can be Chal on the first. Either the second Issa, like we're saying over here, the Tanakam holds, where it's more chomer, and that's pashas we don't paskin that way. The other cases are is where the second iser is moisif, something that the first iser didn't have, a whole different aspect of iser. There are macholas asurois that are also nevela, and then it became part of hegdish. So the hegdish has a whole different aspect of Mi'ilah, etc., that don't exist by regular Nevelah. So you couldn't eat it anyways because Nevelah, but it's Chalon the second Isser because the Isser that's Moisif, Memela, could be Chal, Agav, the part that's Nischadish, the rest of the Isser will be Chal as well. There's also Isser Koilel. So these are discussions that come up in Yevomis and Krisus and in Mi'ilah. So all we have in front of us is only an Isser Chal, Isser Biyachas to an Isser Yosef Chomer. The Gemara does add one thing, which is Negea to Chayiv Misois, is that a person who did two Averis, even if he's only Chayiv, one, because Ein Issa Chal Issa, for instance, let's say this Maisa wasn't a question of killing him in Bezin. He was Bo Al Chamoisoi, who's an Eishes Ish, Rachman Sam B'Shoigig. He's Chayiv Achatos. He's also not Chayiv two Chatois, because of Ein Issa Chal Issa. It doesn't have the ramification of two, or let's say Malkus. Let's say, if it would boil down to Isurim, then any Ischalis. However, legabe the intensity of the Rishus, that in Shemayim is considered a bigger Rosh, is unquestioned. The Gemara says that Lekoivrei ben Rishoyim Gemurim, person does one Averu, certain Averus, one Averu, he's not considered a Rosh Gomer, and he can be buried with regular Erlich Yidin. If he does two Averus, so there he has a din of a Rosh Gomer. We won't get into the Chilukim, which Averus, yeah, which Averus not. But the Gemara says that even when Ein Issa Chal Issa, he is called a Rosh Gomer, that he was over on two Averis. Mishnah Hey, Misha Loko Vishono. Somebody who repeatedly did Averis. But even where Bezdin knows that he's a repeat offender, and he's going to do it again. Rashi says by Odom Harishon, Odom Harishon admitted, Ochalti Va'oichaloid. So what happens if you have a repeat offender? So Bezdin could do something unorthodox. That means it's not lefi the regular seder of Mrs. Bezdin. Now we have to add that we're talking about a person did averis that a chayav aleha koros. So be'etzem he's a ben oynish of misa bidei shamayim. So the Bezdin will carry out the misa bidei shamayim in order not to have somebody walking around doing averis chamuras. What can Bezdin do? Here we go back to a concept that we had before, agav by behemos, of Bezdin machnisin oisoy lekipo umachilin oisoy. They put him in a locked up room. And the only thing he's going to have to eat is se'orin. The Gemara says, I don't understand the mitzvah exactly, that it's going to blow up, it's going to swell up his stomach, and eventually he's going to die from it. At shekreser, until his intestines, mizbakas, they explode. And they're going to give him, the way the Gemara says it is, first they're going to give him lechem tzar o mayim lachatz, they're going to give him very little water and hard bread, in order that he's on a starvation ration, and then they'll give him sairim, which will make his intestines... Kids say they're going to do something which will make him die pretty quickly, without killing him biodayim. The point over here is that Bezdin has a right to take a situation into its hands, to kill with a maisa hariga that Bezdin can't do, where he's not chayv. But Bezdin can make sure that what has to be done is done. There is a discussion in the Gemara if this has to go through two processes of Edim and Asro. The Bezdin knows that he's a repeat offender. Does it have to go through Asro? This is not the regular Seder Averu. Obviously, as long as you know that he's an Ochalti V'Oichaloid, it could be enough. Others Taina, look at the Mefarshim, others to the Gemara that already has a Shittas, that could be Dunin Asro, because the Maaseh Bezdin is carrying out some function of Misa, even though it's not the regular Seder. The same thing you have by a Ritzach, where even if he's not a repeat offender, what happens if he's a Ritzach and they have to get him off the street? The Gemara says that there's a Chiv on Bezdin to make sure that Ritzchim aren't wandering around. You know, in the society that we live in, what they do to people who do Averis Chamur is they put them in jail. Go through the length and breadth of Misach Sanhedrin, there's no jail. The point of a jail is just to get somebody out of the way. It's not a kapor, it's not a tikkun, and it's not really a punishment. It's just keeping him off the street. Maybe it's a deterrent, but it's really just keeping the person off the street. The only equivalent, really, we have of that is this halacha. Ha'hoyrig nefesh shaloi be'edim is machnisin oisa l'kipa. They should have to get rid of him. Altu bi'arto romi kebecho. And machin loisa lechem tzar mayim lachatz, the way we said in the reisha, and then memele kreisim is bakas. Yeah.